Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Reed Maintenance. We're on the road once again, taking youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being Major League ball player. And I got the man here, Jeremy Pena. How we doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Just fine. Now, what has this big league experience been like for you?
I mean, it's been a dream come true. You know, this is something we worked towards our whole life, and to be able to, you know, put on this uniform every single day, it's special.
I always tell my guys that whatever it takes to get to the big leagues, you can throw it out the window, because once you get here, it starts all over.
Yes, sir. You know, that's what they say. Once you get up here, it's a totally different. You know, you kind of have an idea of what it's like to get to the big leagues, but once you get here, you realize that that's not the case, you know. But, you know, it's more than I expected. You know, it's a beautiful experience, and I'm enjoying every single step of the way.
So what were some of the challenges that you faced getting here?
I mean, it's a tough sport. You know, the sport itself is it's tough. You know, we play baseball where you fail 7 out of 10 times and you're a Hall of Famer. Uh-huh. You know, I moved to the States when I was 11 years old. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I dealt with a lot of difficulty with the language, you know, growing up and stuff like that, and finding a college that would accept me because, you know, I didn't really have the best grades. I didn't really have the SAT scores to get in, but I knew I could play ball, you know. So
you like my guys. You was just there to play ball, that's all. Wink, wink.
No, but yeah, you know, the University of Maine gave me the opportunity. You know, they believed in me since the first day they saw me. Steve Trimper, Nicholas Durba, they saw me my sophomore year of high school, and yeah, I fell in love with the program, fell in love with the staff and their plans, and here we are.
So was you the man in high school?
I was not the man in high school. I was far from it. You know, I was a quiet kid, kind of to the side, and just show up to school, do what I had to do, and go back home. You know, that was me.
And when you got into college, you just saw the girls and got wild, huh?
Not really, man. I stayed true to myself. And I got to college, I was pretty much the same. Yeah. And I knew what I was there to do. I knew the goal was to get to the big leagues. You know, a lot of people, players, I would say, you know, they're content with playing Division I level, and I respect it. You know, but I knew my goal was not to be a Division I player. My goal was to make it to the big leagues and put the work in to make it happen.
So how do you develop that mindset? I mean, they say this game on this level is more mental than it is physical.
I say it's a lot, has a lot to do with my upbringing, with my family. My father played in the big leagues. Geronimo Pena, he played for 6 years with the St. Louis Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like growing up, I always had those talks about how to deal with failure. You know, he always taught me that this game was already hard enough, and don't make it hard on yourself. You know, always just prepare as best as possible and go out, play hard, and enjoy the game.
So you kind of smooth out there on defense, too. You got different pops.
Yeah, I mean, I've learned pretty much everything I know from my father. Yeah. You know, my father, Geronimo, he's been there every step of the way. Yeah. You know, he's coached me my whole life. And, yeah, I got to shout out to him because everything I know is pretty much because of him.
Hey, you know, looking at you on TV, you kind of look like a small guy. You kind of swole standing next to you.
It's all genetics.
You be pumping that iron, as the kids say. You pump that iron.
It's all genetics. You know, I got good genetics. Shout out to my father. But, you know, I got to get in the weight room. You know, you have to take care of your body. It's a long season, so you want to be able to feel strong to finish out the year feeling at your best.
So, I mean, have you conquered that battle where you got to go out there every day and just have fun, win, lose, or draw? You got to have fun between the white lines.
Of course. Of course. That's one of my main goals. Mm-hmm. You know, the goal is always to win the game, to go hard, play hard, prepare yourself, and enjoy it. And like I said, it's a long season, and if you want to enjoy this, it could be even longer. So, yeah, we just try to have fun, enjoy it, and play hard.
Well, my motto when I was coach was loosey-goosey baseball. Loosey-goosey baseball, and at the end, leave it all out on the field at each and every game.
Yes, sir. I totally agree with that. You know, you have to be loose. That's when you're at your best, when you're having fun, when you're just playing the game, you know, not working the game. You know, just play the game and make sure you always prepare yourself.
You know, when I coach high school ball and college ball, travel ball, the guys, when we were on the road, they would go back to the hotel and watch ESPN and watch themselves if we were in tournaments where we got some exposure. Do you watch yourself on ESPN? Tell the truth.
I don't really watch TV. I don't really watch TV.
But we're talking about yourself.
I probably get on my phone, you know, and probably scroll, and you probably come across a post that you're in. But, you know, I don't really look for myself. Once I leave the field, I kind of want to have that little disconnect,
you know.
And then kind of lock back in for the next year.
Kind of close the world of baseball out when you're on the field. So let me ask you this last question. Every kid dream playing in the big leagues. You get that call, you're going to the big leagues. Walking in the locker room for the first time and see your uniform hanging up. What's that feeling like?
Like I said, you know, it was like a full circle moment. Because mm-hmm. when I saw my uniform with my last name on it, you know, it was at L.A. last year. Man, I had like a moment where I thought back of all the work we put in. You know, all the times where we felt hopeless, you know, but at the end of the day, it's all worth it. You know, it's a journey. You know, you meet people that you're going to be with for the rest of your life. So you meet friends, and, you know, it's a beautiful journey.
Now, usually ask the player, did they cry? But I'm gonna flip the script. Did Pops cry? Well, you made it.
See, my Pops tries to be a tough dude.
He's a
tough guy.
He
probably cried when no one would see him, but my mom definitely did.
Boy, I know mom cried all day and all night. My baby in the big league.
Yeah, it was cool.
Coach, take your youngsters behind the scenes with the man. All right, appreciate it. Thanks a lot. I think it would take you.